It's the Earth Day celebration at the DGDG Mazda stores. Capital Mazda, Stevens Creek Mazda, Concord Mazda, and Team Mazda. Hey, it's Sean Del Graham. And this April, we've got outstanding offers on brand new Mazdas. Plus, we've partnered with One Tree Planted to help reforest areas of Northern California. We pledge to plant one tree for every vehicle we sell. Don't miss the Earth Day celebration at the DGDG Mazda stores in San Jose, Concord, and Vallejo.
The San Jose Sharks Audio Network presents The Teal Report. Here's Dan Ruzanowski.
The Sharks face off against the Vancouver Canucks for the very first time in the season series, 5 points out of a playoff spot currently held jointly by St. Louis and by Edmonton. No time like the present for San Jose, who have given up 5 goals or more in each of their last 2 contests and need to get scoring and defense back in order. Given the fact that the Sharks are 1-4 in their last 5 games and have the 31st overall record in the National Hockey League at home, you wonder about the confidence of the hockey team and how they're holding it together. Marc-Edouard Vlasic has played in nearly 1,200 National Hockey League games. He gave us his observations on that topic today.
I think guys are always confident, win or lose. Yeah. It just, I think the thing that, what you see on the ice as the team wins or lose is the attitude and swagger that they play with. But I think everyone's confident in themselves and in the group going into games, but it's when things don't go well or go well on the ice that you see how confident a group is. Against Ottawa, you could see the way we were playing that we were confident. Unfortunately, the last 2 games, you could probably see that we weren't that same team.
Kevin LeBanc had this view of the situation.
I think we're gripping our sticks a little bit. You know, we're kind of upset we're not getting the results that, you know, I think we deserve. We're right there in every game, so that's the hard part. But, you know, we got to earn those 2 points, and you do it by playing a full 60 minutes. So we do that, we can be a dangerous team. And I think the belief in the locker room is that, you know, we really are a good team, and we're just letting these games go. So, you know, we just got to string a few together, get ourselves feeling good, and then, you know, let the momentum take over.
Right wing Luke Cunnan talked about how the team needs to stay positive and why they should.
I mean, it's just next game. You got to be better. You got to learn from it. We need to be better. We need to win hockey games. I don't know if it's necessarily staying positive and not getting down on yourself. I think we're all hard on ourselves. We know it's got to be better from the top down. And, you know, at some point you just got to go do it. Like I said, I think we know what the right recipe is for us to have success. It's just everyone buying in, going out and doing it every night.
And veteran Matt Nieto talked about what it's like in the dressing room right now.
You know, I think we're still confident. When we play well, we're a good team, and I think everyone's just got to bring their A game and, you know, the good opportunity to do so and hopefully get back in the win column.
The Teal Report will continue from SAP Center at San Jose right after this timeout on the San Jose Sharks Audio Network.
No matter what NHL team you cheer for,
when it comes to fighting cancer, we're all on the same team.
We're all on the same team.
Your fight can happen online. When you donate to hockeyfightscancer.com/NHL All-Star, you'll be entered to win tickets to the 2023 Honda NHL All-Star Game, where you'll be granted access to the exciting Skills Challenge and other amazing events. The more you donate, the better your chances. Become an all-star in the fight against cancer. Visit hockeyfightscancer.com/NHL All-Star today.
The Hilton San Jose is the preferred hotel of the San Jose Sharks and SAP Center in San Jose. Experience something new. Close to home or from across the world, the Hilton San Jose is there for you with memorable offers and experiences. Enjoy the brand new guest rooms with luxurious Waldorf Astoria beds and upgraded amenities. We're committed to creating a safe and relaxing experience, including delivering an even cleaner stay from check-in to check-out. Visit sanjose.hilton.com now to make your reservation. We are Hilton. We are hospitality.
Termites, rodents, and other pests never rest. Luckily, neither does Planet Orange. Think you may have a pest problem? Call 1-800-7-ORANGE for a free termite inspection or general pest consultation from our licensed professionals. Planet Orange is an innovator in effective, eco-friendly pest control methods. They'll customize each program for your needs using the most eco-friendly solution available. So don't wait. Call 1-800-7-ORANGE. That's 1-800-767-2643. or go to planetorange.com and get started today.
Planet Orange. Orange, you glad you called?
He scores!
The San Jose Sharks Audio Network is on 24 hours a day. Whether you're in the office or on the go, make sure that you download the Sharks SAP Center app, presented by Western Digital, and hit listen anytime. You can also find us on your computer by going to sjsharks.com/listen. If it's a game broadcast, breaking news, or a player feature, the place to find it is right here on the San Jose Sharks Audio Network.
With Vancouver winning their last two games against Colorado and last night in Vegas 5-1, obviously this game is going to be a big challenge to the Sharks, and they're going to need to play what they call the right way in order to get a victory. You hear that phrase used a lot around the National Hockey League in dressing rooms and on the air, and we thought we would ask a couple of players exactly what that meant. Let's start with Luke Cunning.
I think, you know, we talk about certain things in the room, obviously, what's going to make us have success out there. And, you know, when we've done it for a full 60, you see the result. It's normally going in our favor. And when we don't, you know, it's losing hockey. And I think it's a lot of things. It's, you know, situational hockey, not turning pucks over at, you know, blue lines, being good in front of our net, you know, being good in front of their net, hanging on to pucks, making plays, getting pucks to the net. I mean, I guess the list could really go on and on. But just doing the right things that put you in the best spot to win hockey games, I think. And just having that winning mindset, I think that's really what it comes down to.
Mark-Edouard Vlasic gave us his view of that phrase.
Well, doing it you could say the right way, but what is that?
Consistently.
It's right. Not
yeah, good
puck.
Point.
What is that? You know, you can just throw it around and say right way, but it's what makes us successful is breakouts, forecheck, five-man gaps, meaning no time and space, puck management, not turning it over. At the end of a period, knowing, okay, there's 2 minutes left, we might not need a goal, let's not press to give up one. If we need a goal, not turn the puck over, forcing play. So that is, in essence, playing the right way. You can throw it around and not playing the wrong way, but the right way is what's been making us successful, and it's the things I mentioned.
Where do the Sharks need to make immediate improvements? Matt Nieto talked about that.
You know, it comes down to a lot of things. I think the biggest thing, though, is probably just battles and, you know, making sure everyone's winning their battles. And I think we need to check tighter, be quicker to check. I think we're just giving up kind of easy offense, and it's hard to win games when you're doing that.
Kevin LeBanc described it as looking for more consistency.
Yeah, they say it's easy to play one game, but it's hard to, you know, consistently stay in the lineup. So, yeah, I think, you know, just being hard, tenacious, good defensively, not turning the puck over, limiting the mistakes, and, you know, just playing good, hard hockey. And, yeah, like letting the opportunities come to you.
And for LeBanc, that means the need to balance his scoring ability with solid overall play in all three zones.
Yeah, that's the big thing. You know, you could be the best goal scorer, but if you're letting in 3 goals a night and it's all your fault from turnovers, you know, you're not really helpful to the team. So I think in the defensive zone, you just got to make sure you're willing to block shots, having good sticks, and back checking your butt off all the way to the house. And as for, you know, the offensive zone, I just kind of let my offensive instinct and ability just take over, you know, kind of hang out around the net. That's where all the goals are scored. So, and whenever I get the chance to shoot it, you know, get shots on net, get pucks through, and fight for those second, third chances as well.
As a veteran, does a player like Matt Nieto need to help everybody else out or focus on his own game first?
First and foremost, you know, you have to concentrate on your game and, you know, make sure you're doing the things to help the team, and then, you know, once you're doing those things, then, you know, then you could lash out to others and, you know, make sure that they're playing to their strengths and you know, doing what they need to do to be successful for themselves and for the group as a whole.
As I mentioned, Vancouver is flying high after a big win in Vegas last night and a previous win against Colorado. Here's head coach Bruce Boudreau talking about which victory is more satisfying.
Putting them both together, I think, is the whole idea of the satisfying, what makes it satisfying. I mean, And if we could do it again, then all of a sudden you got a pattern of how to play that's successful. So, but I think this game, you know, it had its pockets of the beginning of the periods where they were, you know, they were coming at us pretty good. But once we weathered that storm, I thought we did an awful lot of good things. And our power play was great and our penalty killing was great. And that's good combinations.
Brett Hedekin and I are on the air with the call at 4:30 Pacific time. See you then.
For the complete Teal Report and more great Sharks content, go to sjsharks.com/listen.